My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We're going to get to football here. Obviously, the Steelers. Wait, when is this thing now? We have a read or something, don't we? Or we don't?
Yeah, I got you. The great unsponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun is now sponsored by Champ Tires, all brands in every size.
Oh, I see it. Okay. All right. I got too many. This sheet here has got too many reads.
Also, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Right.
So now you just need to give weather, but you can do that at the end of football.
Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. What? Visit Sun Chevy, Washington Road, McMurray. Or at sunchevy.com today, high of 90, low of 69, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 87, low of 71. 50% chance of thunderstorms.
We're caught up. Football.
We got some football to talk about. But before we talk about it, Nick, I'm going to ask you this. Who do you like to win the AFC North?
The Baltimore Ravens.
And why?
They've been the most consistent team over the last few years, and I think that they've got the most certainty of any of the other three teams.
Because that's what I'm going to talk about now.
All right.
We're going to break away. We're going to break down the Steelers, obviously, in the 9 o'clock hour. But the AFC North, to me, is probably the most intriguing division, and not because we have the Steelers in it, so therefore we follow it a lot closer than other divisions. I go through all the divisions, okay? I mean, I feel like if you go through all the divisions, the AFC East, I think it's pretty clear the Dolphins and the Bills are, you know, heads and shoulders above the Jets and the Patriots. In fact, I think the Patriots might turn out to be the worst team in the AFC. So you got, you know, a couple of decent teams there. AFC South, I think the Texans are really good. Not sure about the Titans. I think the Colts and the Titans are not very good at all. Jacksonville is intriguing, but you know what? I'm not a huge fan of them either in terms of what I think they can do in that division. In the AFC West, it's the Chiefs. The Broncos, who's their starting quarterback? Bo Nix, right? I think is their starting quarterback.
Yeah, they're gonna have some.
The
more
Raiders with Gardner Minshew, I think,
yes,
is their starter.
Yeah,
and the Chargers, who you know,
Jim Harbaugh and his magical
nonsense. I think they'll be a little better than they were last year, but they're not very good either. You even go to the NFC. I mean, the Giants and Commanders stink. So there's two bad teams in the NFC East. The NFC North, to me, I mean, the Packers and the Lions, I think, are head and shoulders above the other two teams. Is there even a single good team in the NFC South? I mean, the Falcons might actually be the best team in the NFC South, and that's not saying much.
Kirk Cousins.
And then the NFC West, you've got the 49ers and, I don't know, maybe the Rams and the Seahawks will compete for a wild card type thing. Now, point I'm trying to make is if you look at the AFC North, the Ravens, well, put it this way, I could make a strong case for all four teams to win the thing and a strong case for all four teams to finish fourth in the division. I could make a case that there are at least two teams in the division that are legitimate AFC title contenders and two other teams that, if everything went right, could actually be contenders in the AFC title. So, to me, the AFC North, everybody seems so sure that they know who's going to win it. I think it's going to be a wild ride. Now, as you said, I picked the Ravens to win it as well. I think they've got the most dynamic playmaker in football at quarterback. You can say whatever you want to say about him, but especially in the regular season, he's really good.
He caught his own pass last playoff.
You know what I mean? He's really good.
AFC Championship, yeah.
Their defense will be okay. I don't know if it'll be great like it was, like it has been, but it's the Ravens.
The Steelers have Patrick Queen now, so ooh.
They'll always have a good defense. Or a reasonably, you know, decent defense. They'll run the ball well. They've got a good offensive line. They got Lamar Jackson. I mean, I'll make the case for them, but here's the thing. Lamar Jackson gets hurt. A couple of these new defensive pieces they have don't work out. They could become a 6-11 team real quickly. So you've got the Ravens, who I think might be the best team in the division, but I could also make a reasonable case they could finish last. And even if Lamar Jackson stays healthy, they've got a lot of questions at some of their playmaking positions, and especially on defense, they had to unload a number of guys who had big contracts, like Patrick Queen, and, you know, so have they adequately replaced them?
So that's like, I talk about the Ravens like the Steelers, like they always find a way to just magically have a shot.
Right.
So I never think that they're going to fail that badly. It's like the Steelers, too. I don't think the Steelers are going to finish with 6 wins, but I feel like even if they don't make the playoffs, they'll be around the middle.
Right. So I feel like that's the thing. Then you've got – but again, they've had seasons where they finished 7-9, and they've had some bad seasons, you know, whatever. The Bengals, obviously, probably have the best quarterback in the division.
I'm still curious how he's going to perform after coming off of an injury. That's why I don't give them much favor, you know.
But that's the point.
And look at how they did without him. That's
if he comes back with a vengeance,
then they'll be fine.
They'll be fine. And you got to believe all of these guys will, you know, all these receivers will fall in line. Jamar Chase, you know, they'll all fall in line now that the season starts and get ready to play. Their defense was horrific last year. They added a number of players to it that you think that would make it better. So I could easily see the Bengals, if Joe Burrow's really, really good again, I could see them being the team to beat in the AFC North. I could also see Joe Burrow is not fully healthy. The defensive additions they made weren't good ones, and the Bengals finished last. Cleveland might have the best roster overall, top to bottom, in the division. And actually, one of the best rosters in football. The problem is they've got the biggest question mark that you can have at the most important position. That's the biggest thing you got with Cleveland. If you're going to tell me that you're going to get Houston Texans version of Deshaun Watson, I'm going to tell you that I think the Browns might win the division. If you tell me that you're going to get the Houston Texans version of Deshaun Watson, I'm going to tell you that I think the Browns win the division because I think they have the best roster around the quarterback, but they have the biggest question at the most important position.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So, to me, it's almost 100% about Deshaun Watson. If he's really good, the Browns have a chance to be a playoff team. They have a chance to really do some good things. If he's not very good, they're going to finish last. And that brings me to your Steelers, who we're going to obviously break down a lot more here coming up at the, you know, after the top of the hour. But it's the same thing for them. Are you going to tell me that their offensive line that now is going to have essentially four rookies probably starting on it? You know, Broderick Jones obviously is a second-year player, but if he moves to left tackle where he's never played before, he's essentially a rookie. And you've got Troy Fontenot, and you've got Zach Frazier. And you're probably going to have the kid from South Dakota State play guard. McCormick, is that his name?
Mason McCormick?
Mason McCormick, is that his name? He's probably going to start at guard as long as Siamalo's hurt. So, to me, that's a big question. Here's another big question for you. Are you ready? What does Russ have left in the tank?
Enough. I believe enough.
I'm just telling you, he better. He better.
I think it's a better environment for him, too, than Denver was. That can help.
I again have to sort of laugh at times when I hear people talk about Justin Fields, as if we haven't watched him for 3 years.
Yeah.
He is what he is at this point.
I think he has agility that could play to some strengths, but I don't think that right now he would make the Steelers pass the first round playoff team.
He's what I call a highlight guy.
Yeah.
You can put together highlight tape where you're like, wow, look how dynamic he is. He does stuff that nobody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's not how you really win football games.
He makes mistakes like no one else can either.
You win football games when your quarterback consistently makes plays.
Right.
Not, well, two or three times a game, you know, he runs around and makes seven guys miss and ducks and closes his eyes and throws one up in the air 70 yards down the field and someone catches it. That's not how you win football games.
No.
That makes highlight tapes. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, to me, I look at the AFC North and I say, I think a lot can happen here. And here's the other thing. I think they could get three of the four teams in the playoffs. Because I don't know that there's many other teams in the AFC that I look at and say, that's definitely a wild card team. You know, the Bills and the Dolphins probably both are going to be in the playoffs. So there's one wild card spot between those two teams. I don't know that there's another wild card team, definitive wild card team in the AFC. Maybe Jacksonville? Maybe? I don't know. We'll see.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.